from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They might be playing in a new downtown stadium. Can I just briefly, as we talk about what Jackson Kenney's into, I saw the architect rendering of what it would look like in Washington Square Park. Did he make it on Roller Coaster Tycoon and then send that thing out?
It was a little MS Paint.
Couldn't slop a little extra detail on that bad boy? I mean, I get it. You're just trying to show me where the layout would be.
It was not about the stadium itself. They were trying to show the sight lines, if you will, and the layout of what direction it would face and the buildings that would be around it. I get what they're going for, but yeah, that is more of a location rendering than it is a stadium rendering.
I know you love renderings, and that was a sad one by renderings.
Yeah, that was not a real rendering as far as I'm concerned. But yesterday, the news, I think, got overblown a little bit with what happened in Jackson County. Like, I felt like people were hitting the panic button on this. And the reason why I don't think you should panic is because I don't think it was a viable path. What I'm referencing is Jackson County legislature, you probably saw yesterday, voted 5-4 against putting a quarter-cent Chiefs-only sales tax on the November ballot. Today is actually the certification deadline, and so the Chiefs ballot measure is not going to make it in November. And if you go back and you guys have been listening to the show for a little while, you know that I never thought, and Cody didn't think, I don't think either, that this was the viable path. The Chiefs never, as far as I know, wanted to be on the November ballot again. They didn't have an updated plan yet or anything
yet. It seemed like it was more coming from some council members than themselves.
So I know people are crushing the Jackson County legislature today, or Frank White or whatever. I actually don't think this update yesterday was all that big of a deal, because even if it would have passed, I don't think the Chiefs were ready for a November ballot. So to me, this was a little bit of a waste of time and maybe posturing by some individuals in the legislature to begin with. So I don't think that your reaction to seeing that should not be like, oh my gosh, the Chiefs are leaving Missouri now. However you felt before should still be your opinion. I don't think anything really changed yesterday. It is still going to come down to what the city and the state do, not the county. I think wisely, the mayor's office has avoided, and this time around will avoid, the Jackson County legislature. We'll see what that results in for the Royals and from the state. I think the Chiefs, because I truly believe the Chiefs will need more state help than the Royals. But I saw so much doomsday stuff with this Jackson County legislature update yesterday. I don't think it really matters, Cody, because I don't think that was getting on the ballot in November anyway.
Between East Village and East Crossroads and Clay County, right in North Kansas City, I will say publicly, just based on social media, the text line, interactions with people I know, this has been the most favorable location. People do seem to like this location better, which is not surprising. It displaces the least amount of businesses. It's already on like a functioning part of the city that has public transit to it. The display, you know, like, and this plan would include having anybody who visited the area pay for it rather than just Jackson County residents. I feel a little bit more positive energy with this location, but no, I do not think that what happened yesterday about getting the Chiefs on there has any impact about whether or not the Chiefs are staying in Missouri. I know Q came out yesterday and he said the same thing he's been echoing.
Mayor Q.
Yeah.
Since we were just talking about
Q. Mayor Q. Yeah. Different Q. He came out yesterday and was like echoing some of the things he's been echoing for a while, and he has to, just based on that's his job, which is they're never leaving Missouri. They were never leaving Missouri. Like, I'm not that strong. I wouldn't say never, and I wouldn't say for sure. I don't know how anybody could feel that confident.
Yeah, I don't know how either side, wherever you're at on Kansas or Missouri, if anybody can definitively say anything right now still.
But this Missouri plan for the Royals seems really solid. The Chiefs will have until, I think, December 1st-ish or so to announce whatever their plan may be, because I do think they need something on paper to, with the current governor and the setup, if they want this state money, they need the ball rolling a little bit. I think what's holding them up is their original thought was, oh, dude, we'll just get this renovation money and we'll spend 30 years in our, or 20, the next 20 years in our old building. We got 20 years to build the new stadium, no problem. And now they have more work to do than the Royals, because they got to come up with like a stadium plan. And are they really going to go? You know, they've got more legwork to do. The Royals have just got to figure out which part of the city people will let them be. Like, what's the closest to downtown they can get that will get approval, not from the voters now.
I mean, yeah, I think there's more, a little more to it, though, on the Royals. And like, we know that whether it was the original Kansas City Star reporting from Sam McDowell on this Washington Park site, it's not a plan, though. You know what I mean? Like, there's a site being discussed. I think saying like they have this plan figured out for that site is giving them too much credit at this point. I don't think they have the full plan. We've heard through reporting that this is a site of interest, and I agree with you. I think it's a really good site, but is it financially viable to go with what the plan perhaps the mayor's office wants? I think, you know, in theory, it sounds really good, much like the Star Bonds in Kansas, where it's people that utilize said district or whatever would be those paying the tax.
You pay the same as I pay.
Sounds great.
Sure.
But that's not in place yet. We don't know. Is that actually feasible to make happen? Can they raise enough money through doing that to pay for the stadium? That's the more important stuff. The location, yeah, it's fun and exciting when we hear that they're discussing a new location. But to act like they already have a plan figured out, I think that's being way too optimistic.
Yes. But I think the Royals are closer than the Chiefs in the sense that
maybe
if the council will just be like, cool, we're good. Do you think that they'll completely redesign like what would have been like their general idea for what a stadium should look like? I don't think so. Like maybe the Royals, like whatever they thought they were going to put in the East Crossroads, it's going to look a little like that, right? Like I understand they won't have the pedestrian bridge and all the other things that would have kind of tied in that area. And I still get the complaints that are the one issue that people have with this site versus the other two. And what was East Village is, they're not really building the district, like
which is what the Royals were really excited about.
But I think that they found out that the temperature on that was not real warm.
Right, but the big benefit of building a new stadium is that the team, right, wants to own the real estate around it.
More money.
And more revenue, ideally, more money put in the team. Well, if you're not having that aspect, then the necessity of needing new revenue for building out the team, you don't have that.
But they've also spent $300 million on a player, so I'm not as worried about them not spending.
Yeah, but why do you think they also were confident spending $300 million of said players, because they think there's more revenue? Why do you think that I'm sure next year going to charge more for whatever, because eventually anything, if you pay money up front, eventually you're hoping you're thinking that it's going to bring you back
when
money.
You change to 96.5, the show, you know, like now Heroes cost $9.65, not $6.10 anymore. That kind of thing, right?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.